For practical purposes in a non-protocol setting, how do you approach the selection of an aromatase inhibitor upfront during 5 years of tamoxifen, after 5 years of tamoxifen?
Boy, I think this is a really tough area. I cannot find one whit of evidence for me to say that one AI is better than the other. I simply cannot. And there is just no way that I could say that there is one agent that I would prefer in a situation over than another. So I think a lot of us have said the same thing about this, that the best way to do things is the way the FDA label indication is or the way the study was actually designed. And now for upfront therapy, for someone who is now just starting on hormonal therapy, obviously anastrozole was the first one with evidence, and now there's letrozole from the big FEMTA trial. For someone who's been on for a partial amount of time, 2 or 3 years, exemestane is where the data is, and now there's data with anastrozole. And then after 5 years, it's letrozole. But again, that's just an attempt to just be as fair as you can. There are other considerations. What if only letrozole is covered by the patient's insurance plan? Or what if you have samples that you can give to the patient that's for exemestane? Then I think you have to sort of go with the realities of life.